This is what hydraulic fracturing sounds like.
We have 18 pump trucks over here who are getting ready to stimulate the frack. One of the wells, I have two.
This well pad in Susquehanna County is surrounded by forests and farmland. Since the drilling boom started in 2008, the most productive Marcellus shale wells have been drilled here.
Now, people think it's a very, very loud process, but this is about as loud as it's going to get.
In most of Pennsylvania, industrial activities like this are controlled by local governments. They use zoning to tell businesses how loud they can get, how high they can build, how close they can be to your house. But here in northeast Pennsylvania, many communities don't have these kinds of rules, and people like it that way.
Good morning, Planning Office. Bob Templeton speaking.
In Susquehanna County, Planning Director Bob Templeton says the idea of zoning has never exactly gone over well.
There's interesting stories over the years where people will fight over a foot of land. You know, somebody will move a pin, a dividing pin, and they get all upset and won't talk to the people for, you know, generations because you tried to take a foot of my land.
Templeton says most of the people who live up here don't have much. Many of them are retirees from the cities or dairy farmers trying to make ends meet. Land is their commodity.
So don't mess with my land, you know.
When the natural gas industry moved in, Templeton says a lot of people in the Northeast just accepted the changes to their quiet rural lifestyle.
If I'm out in the townships and I've leased my land and now I'm looking forward to royalties, I don't want somebody controlling it. If we had zoning and someone said, Mr. Jones over here, you may have gas drilling, but we've decided that Mr. Smith over there, no, we don't want gas drilling in your neighborhood, they'd have their head handed to them.
A state impact Pennsylvania analysis shows 2 out of every 5 municipalities on the Marcellus Shale don't have zoning laws on the books. But the fact that the others do is a problem, according to Blaine Lucas. Lucas is a gas industry lawyer with the firm Babst Calland based in Pittsburgh. In his end of the state, he says more municipalities are likely to use their zoning muscle. That's because in the state's western half, prime drilling territory sits closer to more populous suburbs.
A lot of the conflict tends to arise more where you have conflicting land uses, where you have encroaching suburban development adjacent to a rural farm area.
In other words, if you think fracking is loud, you've never been to a local zoning board meeting. And Lucas says time is money, money the industry doesn't want to spend working around hundreds of local regulations. In early 2012, the state legislature tried to spare the industry that problem. It passed Act 13, which set statewide rules for drilling that superseded local zoning and allowed drilling in all zoning areas.
What Act 13 did was say that folks in Harrisburg know best and that they get to say that this heavy industrial activity has to go everywhere.
Jordan Yeager is one of the lawyers who represented 7 municipalities and an environmental group, all from the Pittsburgh and Philadelphia areas, that took the state to court. They argued the law favored drillers at the expense of local communities. Last December, the state Supreme Court sided with them. Rob Powelson is chairman of the Public Utility Commission, the agency that had been in charge of making sure municipalities didn't use zoning to block drilling. Powelson says the Marcellus Shale is transforming the economics and politics of energy. He doesn't want local concerns to get in the way.
God forbid there is an impact about these molecules not getting on a pipeline because of some local decision set forth in this order.
Attorney Jordan Yeager says energy companies don't deserve special treatment.
This industry is going to do what every other industry has to do, which is go to the zoning hearing boards at the local level and appeal it to court if they're dissatisfied, if they think that an ordinance goes too far.
Still, up in the northern tier, the ruling may turn out to have less impact than Powelson fears or Yeager hopes. The decision on whether to regulate drillers will rest with local officials like Jackie Kingsley. She's a supervisor in Smithfield, a township right in the middle of Bradford County.
We have about a little over 1,500 people, so we're still very rural, rolling hillsides, and it's just a nice, quiet place to live.
But for a few years, things weren't so quiet. Trucks rumbled down Smithfield's narrow country roads, and drillers built well pads in hayfields where cows used to graze. When problems came up, Smithfield officials worked things out directly with the drillers. Things have quieted down, for now, as natural gas production booms in other places. Kingsley, who never saw a need for zoning in the first place, certainly doesn't see one now.
We did have some residents in here saying, you know, you need to fix this. And we said, this is your personal contract. Did you bring it to us to read beforehand? And they said, why would we do that? And they said, exactly, this is the same. Why would we interfere at this point? We signed the lease. We have to live with it. We might not like it, but we have to live with it.
In Smithfield, she says people fight their own battles. They don't need or want the government to do it for them. Katie Culinary, State Impact, Pennsylvania.